Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live to simulcast the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in the next segment. All right, let's just go to your calls in this full hour, interspersed key news items. And we've got a special guest coming up in the third and fourth hour. I'll tell you about that coming up later. Let's right now talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, sir. And it's about freedom of speech for dissenters like me. Weeks ago at the Austin City Council with newbie Mayor Leffingwell, they shredded our sacred U.S. Constitution in order to stop me from talking about you. And Infowars.com and OBGYN.
Yeah, I've heard that they're now announcing they're going to selectively not let certain people ever speak and are banning people speaking on other items. So basically it's going to be secret meetings now, all part of the scumbag takeover.
You're right. And now I'm only now allowed to speak in one in every four city council meetings in their 3 minute citizen communication segment.
Yeah, yeah. See, first they made it, we got to sign up 2 weeks before for citizens communication. Now they're just selectively getting rid of it. You should file a civil rights violation lawsuit. This made big. So you're the guy. Of course, it's one of my listeners as usual. Great activist. Tell us your name. Tell us what the scum did.
Okay. My name is Ronnie. Reproceed. And they don't like that. They really don't.
So
like
you
that.
Do that as a little added fun.
That's right. And Leffingwell got my name right the first time, but now the last couple of times he's mispronounced my name. He refuses to say it how I choose anything.
Well, Ronnie,
like
let's
him.
Be serious. I heard about them shutting down free speech in Austin, but are you being serious? Because you're not going to be taken very seriously, you know, doing the flatulence noise.
No, well, okay.
Besides, you're releasing methane carbon tax there.
Right. Well, that's just a new added bonus to it. I might.
I understand. So what were you trying to say when they shut you down?
Well, I was just trying to talk about all the things that we try to talk about, the Obama deception and the killing people with the shots and everything. And here's what really blew my mind was I went to on Saturday to Doggett's. Doggett had a so-called forum.
I heard about that on local news, that you were only allowed in if you supported Doggett and had a pro-Doggett sign. But then the news said it was a town hall and everyone loved him.
Right. But it wasn't that. That's the first thing they announced. It's not a town hall. They did. I snuck in. They made me surrender my signs outside. But then a bunch of kids were allowed to run in on up to the stage waving their pro-Obama propaganda signs, which is just like what they do at the city council meetings. They make us surrender our signs there, and they let these Obama stooges run in and do it. So it's total hogwash.
Well, this is big business. They've stolen $23.7 trillion. They're going to take everything you got. They're going to ban your garage sales. They're not going to let you sell eggs. They're going to make you starve to death. It's North Korea. It's time to learn to be a slave and learn to submit to control freak scum.
No questions were allowed. Only pro-Obama speeches were allowed, canceling the First Amendment rights. And
that's how it works. That's how America. Hey, you heard. You heard the government bureaucrats say, this ain't America no more. We own you, you son of a bitch!
Yeah. Well, it's scary. But it was exciting. And there was a huge rally. Before the church thing, there was a huge pro-freedom rally at the Pink Lady. You know, lots of people out there at the state capitol building. And we were just, you know, there's all kinds of patriots, and we're all...
Well, that's good, and protests and demonstrations are good, but what if the 500 peoples, what I read, was it 500 or more?
I think it was more.
Okay, well, the news said 500. If 500 people, we've had 2,000 before, and they said it's 100, so if 500 people all put up 100 pro-liberty signs, you would take over Austin. So it's good to go out and have demonstrations, but that's kind of primitive. Look, our army's here bigger than your army. But it's better to start micro FMs or AMs. It's better to start Access TV. It's better to put up signs. It's better to put out a local neighborhood newsletter. It's better to go to city council. You know, they shut you down, 1,000 more should go. Everywhere across the country. Get aggressive. Never stop. Never quit. They shut the web down. Only intensify flyers on the ground. Never stop. Never stop. Never stop. Never, 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 never let these intimidators that want to shut us down know that when they try to shut us down, we only intensify what we're doing. More calls from Nelson, Thinker, Wilson, and Ingrid straight ahead.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are here live. It is the last day of August. Can you believe we're about to be in the ninth month of 2009? Thank you again so much for joining us. I am going to be massive news blitzing coming up in about 40 minutes. Huge news blitzing. I'm just going to go over the headlines. First, we're going to take calls right now for the next 40 minutes. Then we have a special guest in the third and fourth hour I'll announce right before they join us coming up at the end of this hour. We're now also simulcasting the syndicated radio show in the second, third, and fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv today. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to just give everybody a heads up here. Coming up next Tuesday, September 8th, we are going to have a very special announcement, a huge announcement here on air. This will be the biggest single thing we have ever done. And that is coming up next Tuesday here on the show. I'm just going to leave it at that and tell folks, you never know, I may even launch it early and do it Friday. The point is, I may take off Monday. Take off from radio and be up here working on the new film, Fall of the Republic. But the film's already great, but I've got like 15 days, 20 days maybe max to finish it and send it off for mass production. And we're just racing to cut stuff out and add stuff. We got too much material. I did 19 different flights, 19 different interviews, main interviews, and 30 or 40 more sit-downs with other people, man on the street, scientists, you name it, for Fall of the Republic. So that is something I've been working on really intensely. But we have something huge coming up on September 8th. I'm just going to leave it at that for everybody. And I'm not going to belabor it. My life is so weird. It is good to be empowered. It is good to be involved. It is good to be informed. It is good to be off the bench, in the field, taking action. What's the famous Teddy Roosevelt quote about in the arena? Pull that up for me, guys, please. The Teddy Roosevelt quote in the arena. Print that off. After I take some calls, I'm going to read it. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Nelson in California. Nelson, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is my second time calling. I'm also a member of We Are Change in L.A.
Good. You're taking action.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things I kind of brought up on the forum was talking about the Michael Moore's new movie, Capitalism, a Love Story. I've only watched the trailer. But, you know, knowing how his films have been in the past and seeing all his trailers.
Yeah, he's going to blame free market on what happened, not criminality, not offshore banks that actually fund the fake environmental movement, actually fund socialization of wealth so it can be pooled and extracted internationally. He's playing the false left-right paradigm. And our trailers got released the same day, unbeknownst to me. I didn't do that on purpose. Ours had more than him until Fall of the Republic did, until they put it on the main page as a featured video, as an advertisement, as the top bar, as the top ad on YouTube, and he's still barely beating us. I mean, people really are tired of his left-right system, but go ahead and make your point.
Well, I just wanted to ask, you know, do you think we should be, at least protesting or not maybe boycotting the film, at least when the movie premieres?
When does it come out?
I think was October 5th, I think, or 2nd.
Yeah, ours comes out October 21st and gets into the whole banking thing and how both parties are involved and how it's a criminal takeover, not socialist. Again, the media says it's socialist. This is not socialism, and I'm not a fan of socialism, but it's better than this. This is not socialism. I mean, if we're going to have the debt of 23.7 trillion and growing, it'll be 27.5 again by the 1-year anniversary, the way it's trending. That would pay for all the mortgages three times over. Three times in 1 year. Nothing to do with mortgages. That's not socialism. Socialism would be taking money from the middle class and redistributing it, and from the rich. The rich are all tax-free and exempt. I haven't seen the trailer yet. Berman's was showing me the numbers Sunday of, look, we have more views for your trailer than Michael Moore had till it was put at the top of the page. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's great. That's pretty much just why you pretty much answered for me. Just, you know, wanted your opinion on that as far as.
Oh yeah, he'll call, guaranteed, for a new global regulator over corporations, which is what the global corporations that engineered this are calling for. So see, oh, we screwed up. Give us unlimited power. Just like in the 90s, they said, give us more power to stop any regulatory crises or economic crises, and they got rid of Glass-Steagall. I appreciate your call. In fact, a bunch of big scientific publications, including New Scientist, came out with reports that a handful of global banks own basically everything. Well, of course they do. They own the corporations. They own it all. These are just different subsidiaries. IBM, Microsoft, it's all government / private corporate. Corruption is so bad now that you're not allowed to photograph royal families anywhere in the world. You can photograph any citizens you want, any movie stars you want on the street, but courts will rule for the Dutch and British royal family that it's illegal to photograph them. They're God, because they own the oil companies, they own the derivatives, through fraud, they own everything. They're God. Then they're saying to you, you have no rights and you're their slave. You got to say, 1776, I'm not your property, scumbag. They just so happen to be a bunch of eugenicists who openly want to drug your water supply and your food. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, because there is not effort without error and shortcomings. But who does actually strive to do the deed? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotion, who spends himself in worthy causes, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold, timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Get out in the arena, ladies and gentlemen. Draw your sword in the info war. And go out and start hacking down our enemies. We have the truth. We have the passion. We have it all. So deal destruction in the info war to the enemy. Unleash your power. Can't you feel it seething in you, rising? Can't you feel your ancestors demanding that you shake off the fluoride and mercury haze, and that you rise up with power and strength and honor, and stand up for the innocent, stand up for our country, stand up to the parasites? All these lesser men bind themselves together in hordes and try to pull down the strong. Stand up to the eugenicist trash. Stand up to Rahm Emanuel's brother and tell them that they are not your gods, your owners, your kings, and that you have an absolute divine right as a free creature made in the image of the creator of the universe to be free. Thinker in Texas, you're on the air.
I had two things, but your talk right now is so strong, I'm going to start with the second one, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This is something from Mary Baker Eddy. I belong to no church. I want that to be very clear before I read this. She says, "The great battle of Armageddon is upon us. The powers of evil are leagued together in secret conspiracy against the Lord and his Christ. Large numbers in desperate malice are engaged day and night in organizing actions against us. Their feeling and purpose are deadly, and they have sworn enmity against the lives of our standard bearers." And it goes on like that. And that was written in 1886. She knew that conspiracies were terrible then and that they would be coming out more and more. And you're uncovering them now, and thank God for that. The question I had for you first was, and you answered it a little while ago partly, but I would love it if you would make another comment. You said, every time the clouds come in, they chemtrail them out. We're having a terrible drought in Austin. The animals are staggering around. The plants are dying. Can you say a few more words about that? And after that, I have one more question, if I could.
We're making a chemtrail film. We have the government's own documents. They admit they're doing it en masse. And you tell the general thumb-sucking public on fluoride that they're chemical spraying us with barium salts and aluminum dioxide, that they come in and kill the cloud formations, that they're engineering a worldwide drought. And it's just admitted they're doing it, and it's just going to continue because there's nothing these evil people won't do. I mean, it's John P. Holdren. Just search engine his name and the term geoengineering, and he admits their giant chemtrail program.
Well, it's
exactly
right.
All these years, exactly what we said chemtrails are, they now come out in the Wall Street Journal and say they're good.
Here in Austin in particular, do you think? Because there seemed to be rain all around us. It just doesn't come here.
Well, I mean, out in California, you can see when the cloud formation comes in with water, they come in and spray and knock the clouds out. They've got mixtures that do that. I mean, they admit they're, quote, manipulating the weather. They just say the details are classified, and they have a Congressional Weather Control Bureau. They have weather weapons treaties with the UN. And NASA admits that the Earth's 20% darker than it was a few years ago, and they're just spraying it. Satellite photos show the trails, and it's just hellish. And they're just going to keep spraying and keep spraying and keep spraying, because out of disaster, government gets more power. They want to bankrupt everything. They want to destroy any end. They're shutting down the farmers, the ranchers, garage sales, people selling eggs. They bring total hell and death.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
At a meeting in Tennessee this weekend with Bill Clinton, Al Gore said it is a moral authority of Jesus. You're basically going to hell if you don't pass government health care, that you want people to die on the streets, when really they just want government control of it so they can steal it. They want another 20% of your paycheck and you'll get an aspirin for a heart attack. These are eugenicists that openly say they want to drug your food and water in the president's own science czar's textbook. It's just, but they always get people to stand down and go along with tyranny in the name of taking care of people. Let's go to Tina and then Wilson and then Ingrid. Tina in Ohio, Tina just hung up. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Alex Jones. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I just got a quick question. I was curious if I have like a water filter, will the water still like affect me? Like you say there's fluoride in the water. Well, am I safe?
What type of filter do you have?
A Pure water filter.
That the company Pure?
Yeah.
Is it on the faucet or is it like a, I mean, I'd have to know the model number, but what type of filter does it say it is? Charcoal?
Now, 1 second. I got it right here. It says Pure NSC Faucet Mounted Filtration System. It doesn't really say anything on it.
Is it a pitcher or does it hook onto the faucet?
It's hooked onto the faucet.
All filtration is better than nothing. It stops the dead bacteria. See, chlorine only kills the dead bacteria that are in the city water system. It cuts out just even a charcoal filter, depending on the filter, cuts 70, 80, 90%. It varies with every one. A lot of those more complex filtration systems, as long as you change them on a regular basis, they reduce everything. If you leave them on too long, they become more toxic because all that stuff builds up. Then it starts leaching at even higher levels, what's been built up. So getting rid of filters and changing them out on a regular basis is what's essential. But, yes, a charcoal filter, a carbon filter, other basic ceramic filters are great, but they only reduce. Even reverse osmosis only reduces 98% or more, depending on the filtration system, fluoride. Because fluoride is so small, its molecule is close to the size of water. And so the only thing that will really do it is distilled water or true water from a spring. And then you've got to check the content of that spring's water. But see, when you hear fluoride, a lot of natural springs have calcium fluoride. That's actually good for you. When you hear the word fluoride, that is a catch-all term for up to 340+, but usually over 100, different chemicals that cities dump. Lead, mercury, arsenic, cyanide. I mean, you can't make this up. What they call fluoride is actually a special toxic waste brewed just to cause brain damage they put in the water. And I've had the head of the EPA union on, the top scientists, you know, where 90+% of them wrote a letter last year, was it 97 now, or 2007, saying this is deadly poison, this is killing people. So do not drink the tap water. The tap water is just absolute hardcore chemical weapon. I mean, that's why the public is retarded. I mean, they literally have been under chemical attack.
All right, and I have one final question. I was curious. My uncle is actually curious. How was the swine flu came upon us?
Well, we've had top scientists on, and you can again search engine it. Top virologist says swine flu made in lab. And you'll see BBC and other headlines. And it was clearly made in a lab, and then it showed up in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. They fear-mongered about it, and regardless, the attempted response to it, and the level 6.2, now they've made the scale even higher than 6, was the formal height, is all about the UN World Health Organization ordering nation states what to do under treaty, and the UN's bragging, oh, this is great for the UN and global government, because this is how we order everybody to take it. But we have all these other flu shots killing people in the trials in history. We have the 76 swine flu killing a bunch of people. We have internal CDC documents saying past swine flu tests have killed people. The bird flu test last year killed a bunch of people in Europe. So why are they doing this? Appreciate your call. Ingrid in Nevada, Gene in Missouri, Ray in Indiana. Your calls and a lot more straight ahead on the other side. I'm fired up for liberty. And my job is to get you fired up for liberty, to take on the scum, to stop laying down to this crap, and to defeat the New World Order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
All right, let's try to get some of your calls in a little bit quicker here. Then I want to do a big news blitz. I'm going to announce in 10 minutes who's coming up on the show in the final 2 hours today. So stay with us for that. Ingrid in Nevada. Ingrid, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. About 5 months before the Mueller report came out, my friend and me got pulled over in Las Vegas for the Ron Paul and InfoWars stickers, and it happened again last Friday. And in order to protect ourselves and also support your sponsors, I ordered one of those camera pins. But I had it on the charger that night because it takes from 2 to 4 hours to charge, and I forgot to bring it. Anyway, police car behind us, and then the lights come on, and he comes to the car. And my friend, he just had a haircut a few days ago, and he says, "You're in the military, aren't you?" My friend said, "No, but I was in the Marines." He says, "Oh, so you're a veteran." Then he shines the light in the car, and my friend has one of those organites. And he says, "What is this?" And he says, "That's an organite." And he says, "What is an organite? This looks like a cell to a bomb." I was in shock when he said that. And then we explained it to him. It's against the microwave towers. And then he ordered my friend out of the car and in the back, in the front of the police car. Then he comes
so he
back.
Pulled you over and flipped out over the Ron Paul. And I don't know if you're the lady in Las Vegas, but there's a video of police in a parking lot flipping out over a Ron Paul sticker. And in South Carolina, they raided people's door and kicked it down. And I mean, because the MIAC report and the DHS report that we broke says you're a terrorist, basically, if you support auditing the Fed. I guess 75% of Americans in that Gallup poll are terrorists. And so now he's got you out of the car. All of this is going on. Continue with the story. Did he say it was because of the evil Ron Paul?
No, but it definitely was because we never got a ticket. He was behind us for about a minute, and then the lights come on. We never got a ticket, and he didn't tell us why.
I understand. So how did this end? How did this end?
Well, he was implying that we were terrorists making a bomb with the Orkinites.
And yeah, so these are like a work of art for many people. For other people, they think it deals with the it's a rife. In fact, somebody mailed this one. Will somebody go grab me that out of the back office, the Oregon generator? I mean, they're pretty neat little things. I don't really.
And he thought it was a cell to make a bomb. I couldn't believe it.
Well, look. The new thing is cops come up, the bad ones, and they say, your camera is a gun, your bag is a bomb. We know it's not, but we're going to charge you with it. That's In Truth Rising, my film, happened to Luke Radowski and We Are Change in New York. So how did this end? He says, okay, you're obviously Al-Qaeda. What happens next?
Well, he questions my friend in the back of the police car, and then he goes in the face the other way. Then he come back to the car where I was, and he says, now tell me, what is this for? Is this a cell to make a bomb? So I explained it to him again. No. It's an Orkinite. It's against the energy of the cell phone towers. And he didn't really believe me. But he looked like a rookie that just came out of the police training.
Yeah, we have this Quantico FBI training video, and I've been so busy I haven't played it. But you know what? I'm going to play it tomorrow. I'm going to play it unedited in its entirety tomorrow. We'll do that in the third hour tomorrow. In fact, make a note for Aaron. I'm just going to air the 14-minute FBI training video. And they are teaching them everyone is a terrorist. I mean, there are terrorists everywhere. And, of course, really, the government staged the terror attacks, and that's been declassified, many of the staged terror attacks in the past. Yep, here it is. So this is the, I guess, the evil thing. And to be honest, it does have metal shavings in it. The more I think about it, this does almost look like a shaped-charged weapon, like you'd put plastic behind this. And but no, that's not what they are. But he definitely then, if he didn't give you a ticket, pulls you over for the Ron Paul thing, and then he saw this. And so the more I think about it, I mean, it's got metal shavings in it.
I never even thought about it, Alex.
That's crazy.
I was in shock, yeah. And then he
yeah, but the point is, the point is, I've seen him, it's in Road to Tyranny with Farrell Montgomery gets pulled over. They just taser him for no reason, let the dog attack him. He's got his hands up. And they get on the news with jumper cables and go, look. Instead of going, look, sir, droids. They go, look, sir, pipe bombs. And and then they had to let him go later. But they've got to – look, they're out of control. They're teaching them Al-Qaeda's everywhere, so they're going to see Al-Qaeda. But I'm sorry, how did this end?
He saw the short he had cut out my friend and implying he's in the military and he's a terrorist. He finally let us go, but no ticket, like I said, and it definitely was for the Ron Paul sticker.
Well, when you see this, definitely for the Ron Paul sticker. Did you ask him about that?
No, my friend told me to shut up because
I. Well, I guarantee you, you've been put in a database now. When you see the FBI training manual, it says, woman has a camera, Al-Qaeda. Put her in the crime database. She's now Al-Qaeda. And so it's all about a chilling effect where there's no judge, no jury, can't own firearms anymore when you're put on the secret list, can't have jobs, they're openly announcing, just total tyranny, just big armored government buildings that control the country through these tracking grids, and then they just turn your life off, and you try to make money with a garage sale after they've turned your national ID card off, the SWAT team pulls up and gets out and goes, you don't sell stuff in America. Take them away to the re-education camp. This ain't America anymore. Cue up the bureaucrat saying it isn't America anymore. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. And believe me, that's what happens. When they first start getting rid of free speech and the Second Amendment and any right, it immediately goes downhill. It's like you start cresting, like a water slide, like if you go to Schlitterbahn or some water park. Right at first, you're going slow, and then, and we're already sliding. And now it's just now starting to speed up. We're like, whoa, and it's going to go, and it's just going to be just stealing and grabbing. And, ah, it's ours now, everything. Oh, God, we love it. We're scum. We're filth. We can't produce anything, but we can steal. And I realized all the thugism, all the militarized police, all of it, they're the real class. They're the upper class. We're the lower class. And you get a uniform, you get a badge, you get a government bureaucracy, you become a code enforcer, you become a CPS worker. You're now a god. And everyone, and because I was in the, flew out to L.A. last week again to take care of very important projects we're working on, not just the Jesse Ventura TV show that I'm now a consultant officially on and also going to be part of multiple episodes. I'm just going to probably all of them, but I'll just leave it at that. And then part of the next show that gets picked up, but side issue. And I was doing some other stuff out in L.A. that we'll reveal next week. But the point is that leaving Austin, TSA, big fans again. Oh, my friend in Bastrop just loves you. Oh, my husband just loves you. Other TSA guys going, yeah, I know who you are, smiling at me. Hey, we're not that bad. Go on through. You know, hope we don't scare you. But when I got to L.A., this was, I've gone to L.A. and flown back now 6 times. My 6th time leaving, the L.A. guards weren't fans. Now, they got a little too over the top, training everybody to be slaves and bossing you around, so people kind of rebelled against it. So now they act a little more friendly, and TSA admits they've been told to do that, because now they're going nationwide on the streets of America. But I did watch TSA in, like, the bathroom coming in, like, shoving people, like, get out of my way, you know, just like real body language of, because, you know, it's a crowded bathroom in there at the urinals. And I watched them at restaurants and things, people, like, scared and them going, and you're some guy, you go get paid $12-14 an hour, and suddenly everybody's scared of you. And see, this is the new class system. Government and national security and their bureaucracies, they're just turning the whole economy into their system. We're going to go to Gene and Ray and Anti-Federalist and Andrew and Pat in a moment. I want to go ahead and make that announcement. This is the maiden voyage of the trailer. This is an InfoWars-centric trailer, though I would say I'm the main. There's a lot of other great people in this film. Let me just stop there. Let me just calmly explain this to you. Drum roll, please. William Lewis has made a film about the history of FEMA camps, the current FEMA camp facility. He got tours of FEMA camps. He has made a film that I wanted to make, but I've been focused on other big issues. And I'm glad he made it. And so when they asked me to be an advisor on it, and they asked me to be the main voice in the film, I was very honored to be part of it. It's got a lot of other great people in it as well. Comes off very well, comes off very mainstream, but also devastating. And it covers all the real FEMA camp info. The rumors are over. It's proven. We have a similar in a month or so coming out, but I can't wait anymore. We're going to have it out earlier. Just so I'm just going to promote this one. This one's great. We're putting out an addendum, but regardless, it's just a video presentation. This is an amazing film, and it's called Camp FEMA, and it's going straight to DVD. You can pre-order it now, and it comes out in just a couple weeks. So the DVDs are being shipped to me right now. You can't order it anywhere else right now. It's just now coming out. I'm a consultant. I'm a major part of the film. We're going to play this trailer in a moment. William Lewis was already a great filmmaker of a whole bunch of different documentaries, like America Under Siege and Washington, You're Fired, and The Bubble about what's happening with the economy. But this film is extremely powerful and extremely informative. And I want everybody to start their engines. I want everybody to get ready for the day you get this DVD in your hands, to have viewing parties, to show it to everybody you know, to educate everybody around you. This is not my film, but I'm a major part of it. It's got my seal of approval. The information is impeccable. It was also Gary Franchi produced it, directed by William Lewis. And William's with us for 2 hours to play a few select clips of the film. We've got the DVD, some of the DVDs here already, so we can play some clips and to talk about it and to take your calls. But this is the proof of the Gulag Archipelago. And by exposing this, we can defeat them. People will know the game plan. So you can now order it right now. It starts shipping in 2 weeks. So start your engines. Get the orders in today. And I would add, while you're getting Camp FEMA, another film that I think is good for beginners, and the cinematography is great, and it aired on the Independent Film Channel, but it's got hours of extras on it that are extremely powerful. New World Order, What Do You Believe? An intriguing, even-handed peek into the world all around us that we never really see. Film Threat said that. Twitch said skillfully assembled and surprisingly absorbing. Wired magazine said Meyer and Neal set out to make an even-handed documentary that lets Jones and his people speak for themselves, and they've succeeded. L.A. Times, unexpectedly affecting. Ain't It Cool News, a documentary in the purest sense of the word. Fantastic. Now, again, I did a little consulting on this film. I'm the main character along with Luke Radowski and many other great people. First time available, discounted out of the gates. New World Order, now available on DVD, and we have it discounted. This is shipping right now, but if you want to order it and wait a few weeks and get it comboed and save $5, you can get it with the new Camp FEMA film by William Lewis. And again, what I want is for people to go behind the curtain to see this film. I think it has a great perspective overall and is an important documentary for people on the fence. Get it. Show it to people. New World Order, available out of the gates. That's my mug. That's me 40 pounds heavier there on the cover. It's also a little history for you. Right there available, the New World Order and Camp FEMA available right now at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead, though, and play the trailer for Camp FEMA by William Lewis. William's such a great guy. He's got his own trailer coming out soon. In fact, when he comes on, we'll play his earlier trailer, but he's got an official trailer coming out soon. This is our quick trailer we put together because we're so excited about his film. So this is the InfoWars trailer because, again, I'm a consultant on the film and the main voice. There's other great voices in it as well that look really sharp and come across really well. In fact, we'll go through a whole list of those people that are in it when he comes up and joins us coming up. Let's go ahead and play the trailer for Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com right now. World premiere of this trailer right here at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the elites have said that they want to have a final revolution, that they know the public's going to revolt against them. So that's why they've scientifically set up the surveillance grid, the cashless society. This whole continuity of government system is designed to suppress and control the people. I wasn't watching the clock like I normally do. I got so engrossed talking about it. We'll come back and play the trailer after the break. It's a 4.5-minute trailer. It is now up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube, and it just went live at InfoWars.com. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you're not watching the live / radio show right now. Man, I was out in L.A. for 3 days last week, and where I was at in Beverly Hills, the house I was at, had ashes coming down all over the cars and outside on the patio furniture by the pool. And we were talking about making people have trouble breathing, and now it's just burning all over the place. Mandatory evacuation for 6,000 plus homes, right up to where I was staying. I hope nothing happens to my friend's house. And it was just crazy. So that's why I keep hacking and coughing and pausing. I need a glass of water or something. Because for 3 days, it was like, it was like hell or something. When I was flying in Wednesday morning, the captain's like, look out the plane. and you could just see the fires and just burning mountains. Because what happens is every year when it gets dry and the winds kick up, these arsonists go out. And they set fires, especially in wealthy areas, because they hate, I guess, the wealthy. It's like their war against Hollywood or whatever. And so fires start everywhere. And I'm flying into L.A., looking out the window, because I had a window seat, and I took some photos. We ought to take these off my iPhone and upload them to InfoWars. And there was just burning everywhere and just smoke over the city. And when we got on the plane to take off in Austin, they said, weather forecast in L.A., 76 degrees and smoky. And boy, when we flew into that smoke. Anyways, I've been basically living in a chimney for 3 days. Just fried my lungs, man. Then I go for these morning jogs, and I was like high the 3 days I was there. I was high on the smoke. I was like nauseous and stumbling around. I mean, L.A. is like hell or something. We'll be right back with the Camp FEMA trailer. Stay with us.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, we're going to go right into the Camp FEMA trailer. InfoWars.com, exclusive, right now, here it is. Coming to the InfoWars, September 18, 2009.
The elites have said that they want to have a final revolution, that they know the public's going to revolt against them, so that's why they've scientifically set up the surveillance grid, the cashless society. This whole continuity of government system is designed to suppress and control the people of America.
My name is Sam Ozaki. I'm a native-born American citizen, Los Angeles, California. when Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, we were all rounded up like cattle and placed into America's concentration camps.
In May 2007, President Bush signed the National Security Presidential Directive 51.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government. They have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate, but they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version.
Army Regulation 210-35. Now, this was set up in 1986 secretly, and for 10 plus years, it was secret. And in 1997, Bill Clinton declassified this, and we were the first major radio show to cover it. Since then, it's been expanded. This lists 12 camps to hold American citizens that have been built by the United States Army.
Beginning in October, the Army plans to station an active unit inside the United States.
Under NORTHCOM. And under the new Homeland Brigade, it was first going to be 3,000, and then 20,000, and then 40,000.
The 3rd Infantry Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team has spent 35 of the last 60 months in Iraq.
Combat-hardened troops who've been running camps and centers in Iraq are now coming back to the United States to, quote, carry out law enforcement actions.
The Army unit may be called upon to help with civil unrest and crowd control.
The primary purpose of this force is to provide help to people in need in the aftermath of a WMD-like event in Homeland.
Why is the media on one hand saying there are no FEMA camps, but on the other hand, legislation has been introduced to build them? Here's H.R. 645 legalizing what has already been developed, what's already been paid for by FEMA.
The government doesn't build things that are not needed or that there aren't contingency plans that say there's a reason for them. These are the kinds of camps that could be used for political dissidents, just like occurred in Nazi Germany. I think the government's anticipating that there's going to be an increased reaction against the economic downturn.
All of our rights are predicated on a free America. And if we don't have a free America, all of the other questions become moot.
Don't these companies have a responsibility morally if they're in there building camps and building shackles and building barbed wire facing in to speak out?
I talked to the Department of Homeland Security spokespeople, and they affirmed the contract with this KBR, the former Halliburton company, was in place. The Department of Homeland Security was ready to build these contingency as needed detention centers anywhere in the country in the event of any kind of a national emergency, including natural disasters or, again, riots or protests.
The real terrorists are the people that have hijacked our nation that would dare say the First Amendment is terrorism.
September 18th, ladies and gentlemen, a little more than 2 weeks from now, this will ship out. In fact, I've been given authorization a couple days before September 18th to start shipping these out so people start getting it in or around September 18th. Get your order in today at Infowars.com or Camp FEMA and the new film, New World Order. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.